Well, let's go ahead and begin. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'll be conducting this hearing on behalf of Secretary of State Bernie Busher. Mr. Whitfield, do you have a copy of the complaint? Or I just want to make sure I'm working from the complaint before I proceed with further introduction.
Sure.
Thank you. So this is a hearing on with respect to a complaint notice of hearing regarding the certificate of appointment and commission of Laureen S. Montoya. The date is April 8, 2010. The time is 3:02 p.m. Go ahead.
Sir, the date is actually April 9th today.
Oh, April 9th. Thank you.
I've been doing that all day, too.
Okay, April 9th, 2010. Thank you, and we are meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. Procedure will be that I will provide an opportunity for the state to present its case against the notary and provide an opportunity for the notary to respond. And then I will make a decision. And my next step really is to have the people present introduce themselves just for the record. This is a recorded hearing conducted under the APA. I'll note that that the notary is not present nor represented by counsel, but will the others in the room please introduce yourself and your position, please?
My name is Andrew Whitfield. I'm representing the state of Colorado. I'm the Deputy Director for Licensing and Enforcement at the Secretary of State's office.
My name is Brian Bruni. I am a notary administrative assistant.
Thank you. And again, this is the burden is on the state to present the case. We will proceed in accordance with the notice of hearing, and so I will turn it over to Mr. Whitfield to present the state's case.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make an opening statement.
Go ahead.
The state will present evidence that the defendant in this matter, Ms. Lorraine Montoya, is in violation of the Notaries Public Act by notarizing a document in which she was named a party, thus violating the disqualifying interest provision of Section 12-55-110CRS, and failed to maintain a notarial journal as required under 12-55-111CRS-2008. When this transaction occurred. We will further show that she was a notary at the time that this transgression occurred and that the Secretary of State has jurisdiction over this matter and that Ms. Montoya was given notice of this matter through and by her attorney, Bruce Hailburn. And with that, Your Honor, we are prepared to present the state's case.
Proceed, Mr. Whitfield.
I would ask this court to take judicial notice of Exhibit F. Exhibit F is a fax that was received from Lorraine Montoya this morning, on April 8th of 8:20 p.m., in which she stated her intent to actually resign her commission. Per Secretary of State procedures, her resignation has not actually been processed because we have not received, as required, her notary seal or her notary book of notarizations. Once that paraphernalia is received, we would actually move forward and process her resignation.
And Mr. Whitfield, maybe this would be a good time to pause. And with respect to any testimony that I might receive, I really should have witnesses under oath. And I realize you're in a position of being aware of some facts. And so, and I'm assuming Mr. Bruni may also be testifying as well. Is that correct?
Mr. Bruni will be testifying as to the actual authenticity of the signatures that we'll be reviewing.
Okay. Well, let me just go ahead and put both of you under oath. If you would raise your right hand, Do you affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony that you give during this hearing will be the truth and the complete truth?
I do.
Okay. I do.
Thank you. Then I consider you both under oath with respect to any statements that you make. So, Mr. Whitfield, I have in front of me then Exhibit F, although you refer to maybe taking judicial notice of it, I think actually I'm just going to admit it into evidence.
Okay.
Based on the statements that you made.
Your Honor, at this time I'd like to go ahead and actually read the letter of resignation for the record.
Go ahead.
The letter is actually addressed to me as Deputy Director, and it was sent by fax. And as I said, it was sent on April 8th at 10:20 p.m. The letter reads, "Dear Mr. Whitfield, I hereby resign my commission as notary public with the State of Colorado. My notary seal will follow via U.S. mail. However, your proposed stipulation is unacceptable as drafted, and I will not sign it." And the document is signed Lorraine Montoya.
And Mr. Whitfield, clarify for me what your position is with respect to the effect of this letter. At what the notary says that she hereby resigns. At what point in time, in your opinion, does the resignation become effective?
The resignation will actually become effective once we receive from the notary her notary seal and her notary book of her notarial transaction journal. Under the statute, we would actually have to accept those things for that resignation to actually be valid. The statute to which I'm referring would be (12-55-115), death, resignation, or removal from the state. Under part two there, it describes the procedures whereby a notary can actually give up their commission.
And I'm just partly so that I learn about this, I'm going to read it out loud. 12-55-115 subsection 2 says, if a notary public no longer desires to be a notary public, the notary shall send or have delivered to the Secretary of State a letter of resignation, the notary's journal of notarial acts, and all other papers and copies relating to the notary's notarial acts, including the notary seal. The notary's commission shall thereafter cease to be in effect. So I understand then your position is not all of those conditions have been met at this point, therefore the commission is still in effect.
That's correct, Your Honor.
And again, I will admit Exhibit F into evidence.
Thank you, Your Honor. With that, we're ready to begin admitting or begin talking about the actual nucleus of the case here, which is the disqualifying interest.
Okay, proceed.
We would ask the court to actually take a look at Exhibits A through C. That's what we're actually going to be discussing here before we actually ask your permission to admit these into evidence. Exhibit A is a warranty deed between Dion Dana as grantor and Helen Pearson and Lorraine Montoya as grantees and tenants in common. And attached to the bottom of the document is a notary stamp, notary certificate, and the signed name of Lorraine Montoya. In our view, this constitutes a per se violation of 12-55-110-2B CRS. In this case, simply just because Lorraine Montoya is actually named as the grantor, or as the grantee, rather, and also perform the notarization on the document. So we would ask that Exhibit A is admitted into evidence.
Where did this come from? And, I mean, help me just understand a little bit more about its origin and where it came from.
This came from the complainant. His name is Tom Wilcox, a complaint that was registered with this office about 2.5 years ago.
At the top of the document, there is a barcode, what looks like a stamp that includes the words Jefferson County, Colorado. Is that I would infer that this is, the document is labeled warranty deed. I'm assuming this is a copy of the recorded warranty deed. Is that your understanding?
That is my understanding, sir.
Then I'll admit Exhibit A into evidence.
Okay, moving through the exhibits, moving on to Exhibit B, we also contend that this violates 1255.110.2b because there is a disqualifying interest. In this case, we have a quitclaim deed, and the grantor is the same grantor, Dion Dana, and the grantee is Lorraine Montoya and Helen Pearson. Once again, this document is also notarized by Lorraine Montoya, in our view, making it a disqualifying interest. So the state would ask that Exhibit B be entered into evidence.
And again, what is the origin of this document?
This is also a document that came from Jefferson County. It does have the same barcode that you did mention above. It came from what my guess would be the clerk and recorder of Jefferson County.
Well, as in the case of Exhibit A, it would appear to be a recorded real estate document. It appears to be an ordinary recorded document, and I'll admit Exhibit B into evidence as well.
Thank you, Your Honor. And then moving on to Exhibit C. Your Honor, Exhibit C is actually a document that was received in response to an inquiry from the Secretary of State regarding the disqualifying interest that we viewed in Exhibits A and B. In Exhibit C, the notary actually did make certain admissions against interest regarding her role in this matter. And, Your Honor, I would actually cite a couple of specific sections within this letter, and I'd like to have permission to read those sections into the record.
Go ahead.
Okay, on page one of that document, in the first paragraph reads, in response to the complaint filed by Timothy Wilcox stating that I violated Article 11, Section 4 of the Notary Handbook, I admit that I did notarize the subject deeds, which conveyed the property to myself and another party. Unfortunately, I was not aware that I was in violation of the Notary Handbook. Your Honor, we highlight this section simply because she does make an admission that she did perform the notarization in the case of both documents A and B. We'd also like to highlight on page 2, paragraph 2, with your permission, Your Honor, we'd also like to read that paragraph into the record.
Go ahead.
As this is virtually the only notarization that I have performed outside the scope of my employment at a law office, I do not have and have not maintained a journal of notarial acts. And with your permission, Your Honor, we'd like to enter that into evidence.
And again, this was a letter from the notary received by the Secretary of State's office in the normal course of business. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Dated April 2nd, 2008. I'll admit Exhibit C into evidence.
All right, Your Honor. We'd like to move on to Exhibit D. Exhibit D is correspondence between the Secretary of State's designee, who in this case was myself, Andrew Whitfield, and her attorney, Bruce Helburn. Bruce Helburn was her attorney of record until yesterday. And this Exhibit D shows correspondence going back and forth between the attorney and myself, in which it was reaffirmed that the actual hearing date was going to be today at this time.
And Mr. Whitfield, you again, this is correspondence that you received in your capacity, Deputy Director. But you also made the statement that that Mr. Helburn was representing the notary until yesterday. Is that reflected in this correspondence?
It is not. I do have additional correspondence from him where he does state how long his term of employment with Ms. Montoya lasted, and it was supposed to expire yesterday. So up until yesterday, we had correspondence both via fax and over the telephone regarding this hearing.
Okay. Well, I mean, in any event, to the extent that this is correspondence that that you have received and vouched for, basically, I'll admit Exhibit D into evidence.
Thank you, Your Honor. Then moving on to Exhibit E to show that we do have jurisdiction over this matter. we've Exhibit E is Lorraine Montoya's notary master information. As I stated with Exhibit F, we believe that she is still a commissioned notary in the state of Colorado. And this shows that her commission was granted on November 7th, 2006, and it expires on November 7th, 2010. That would be this year. I would ask Your Honor to allow us to enter into evidence Exhibit E, which is a certified copy of her notary master record.
That is a printout from the Secretary of State's notary database, I believe. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I'll admit Exhibit E into evidence.
All right, Your Honor, with your permission, I'd like to call Brian Brunet to the witness stand.
Can I back up? I want to cover one thing that I don't know whether it needs to be covered or not, but I don't want to leave something undone. The complaint and notice of hearing in this matter, I mean, there were actually several complaints, and I think they're all a matter that they're all part of the record already.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe what I have in front of me is the complaint notice of hearing that was issued April 24th, 2008. And is that what I should be looking at? And can you confirm for me that it's your belief this is already a matter of the record?
It is my belief that it is a matter of the record. There has been a number of issues that have gone on with this case. This was the original complaint that was actually sent out to the notary. As a result of this complaint, we did receive correspondence from a different attorney at that time in which he contested a number of the different violations that we were stating. He submitted a brief stating basically that he did not believe that we had the authority, that the Secretary of State had the authority to move forward under the provisions that we had actually stated. We filed a response brief, and that response brief, he basically dismissed his motion to actually dismiss the matter. From there, we moved on verbally with the attorney, with her former attorney, actually setting up a date for the hearing. When Mr. Helbrin was actually appointed as the attorney, he asked for a continuance for an additional month to actually prepare for this case.
And the complaint and notice of hearing that I have in front of me is one that I signed on April 24th, 2008, that you've indicated was in fact sent. This particular one alleges violations with respect to the quitclaim deed and the warranty, and I don't believe this particular one alleges a violation for failure to keep a journal, but I believe I have seen one, and so the question of course is whether or not that allegation is properly before us or not.
Your Honor, can I take a brief minute?
Yes.
Recess
yeah, 1 minute? That's fine. We'll break here briefly. Let me know when you're ready to proceed.
Excuse me.
While you're doing that, I likewise am looking through my file. It's already in the record as well. Thank you.
Your Honor, at this time, I don't see that the complaint and notice of hearing, the original one that was sent to the notary at this point, does actually contain the notary complaint section. However, in light of the evidence that we've received and the light of the evidence that we've actually read into the record, I would ask that the state be permitted to actually amend its complaint to add the notary journal provision.
Well, I'm reluctant to add another allegation of violation without evidence of notice to the notary. In looking at my file, I have a complaint and notice of hearing that I signed on November 13th, 2008, that alleges, although I think, as I recall from the sequence of events, this was the one that alleged erroneously confused the alleged violation and referred to a medical durable power of attorney.
At that point, we actually vacated that that notice of hearing was vacated. Your Honor, the state is prepared to move on the disqualifying interest violation alone. We feel very strongly that would be enough to actually move forward with the revocation.
Well, and I actually, and that's fine. I think I would like. Thought I'd seen that there had been notice to the notary of the allegation with respect to the failure to keep a journal as well, and so I don't want to necessarily skip past that. Although it may or may not be important, I would note it. We've already admitted into evidence a letter from the notary, which addressed that allegation. So I'm inclined to think that there actually is some notice to the notary about that alleged violation.
Your Honor, I'm seeing that on December 11th of 2008, you actually did sign a complaint and notice of hearing in which we did make note of the failure to maintain a journal. There's also a certificate of mailing that went along with that document that was signed by Lori Lenartz, who is actually the workflow manager here at the Secretary of State's office. Your Honor, if you'd like, I can actually provide that document to you.
I could take a look at that. I think I've seen that in my file, but... So this, I think this is what I'm looking at is the complaint and notice of hearing. As you indicated, it's dated December. I signed it on December 11th, 2008. It alleges a violation with respect to the warranty deed. Violation with respect to the failure to keep a journal. Doesn't actually. I don't think this one refers to the quitclaim deed. But the background is somewhat complicated by the fact that there were several different. I think at least three different notices that were sent scheduling a hearing, and one of them, you had indicated, was an error. So I'm not sure what to make of all of that, but I just kind of wanted to, before you went forward, I wanted to go back and sort of see to what extent the notary has been given notice of the violations and what they are. So I can find, I think, to sum up, three different complaints and notices of hearing to this notary alleging three different violations, although no one complaint alleges all three that I've seen so far.
Totality of circumstances?
Okay. But I think all of those are a matter of the record. I think, Mr. Whitfield, you're indicating under oath that all of those complaints and notices of hearing were sent to the notary. So I'm going to take notice of what's already in the record, in addition to what I'm admitting into evidence today.
And the state of Colorado certainly apologizes for the confusion, Your Honor.
Go ahead, and I think I interrupted you. You were about to...
I was going to call Mr. Bruni to the stand.
Okay, and Mr. Bruni, you're already under oath. Okay.
Mr. Bruni, can you please tell me, what is your job title again?
I'm an administrative assistant in the notary program for the Secretary of State.
Okay, as part of that job title, what do you do?
I process notary applications and requests for authentications of notaries, and I initiate investigations for documents received in our office that appear to be notarized incorrectly.
So is part of that job actually reviewing signatures and determining authenticity, ensuring that signatures are the same, things like of that nature?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, Your Honor, at this time I'd like the record to reflect that I'm actually handing Mr. Bruni exhibits A through C. Mr. Bruni, can you please review the signature of Lorraine Montoya on all of those documents, on documents A through C?
Yes, sir.
Now, can you compare those signatures to the signature that is found on her master record file, which in this case would be Exhibit E?
Yes, sir.
In your opinion, is the signature that is on her master record the exact same signature that are found on Exhibits A through C?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. Your Honor, with that, the state is prepared to summarize their case.
Okay, and again, I'll just note for the record that the notary is not present personally or through counsel. So, Mr. Whitfield, you're welcome to proceed to summarize and make a recommendation.
So the state has shown that at the time of the complaint and continuing through to today, Lorraine Montoya has been a notary for the state of Colorado, commissioned by the Secretary of State and thus subject to the jurisdiction of this office. The state has shown that Lorraine Montoya had notice of this proceeding and has yet failed to appear before the tribunal today. The state presented evidence in Exhibits A A through C, which show that she was a named party in the transaction and that she signed a notarial certificate in which she was a named party. And the state has also presented evidence by and through her admission that she did not maintain a notary journal as was required in the Colorado Revised Statutes and the Notarial Publics Act in 2008. Therefore, it is the recommendation of the state of Colorado that the notary commission of Ms. Lorraine Montoya be revoked under the authority vested in this office under 12-55-1071C and 1F for violation of the Colorado Notaries Public Act, and specifically for violation 12-55-110 subpart 2B of 2009, as well as 12-55-111 of the Notaries Public Act of 2008. This final provision actually requires that a notary maintain a journal for all real property transactions. And in this case, a quick claim and a warranty deed are real property transactions.
Thank you. I think I'm prepared to go ahead and rule based on the evidence in front of me. I do find that the notary was given notice of this hearing and that I have jurisdiction to issue a decision. Although the notary did issue a letter of resignation today, matter of law, I agree that under Section 12-55-115, subsection 2, the resignation is not yet effective. And therefore, the notary still has her commission. Based on exhibits, including especially Exhibit C, but I guess all of the exhibits as well, I believe the state has met its burden demonstrating that the notary notarized a quitclaim deed which she had a disqualifying interest. This is Exhibit B, listed as a grantee, and she also notarized the document. Similarly, I find that she issued or she notarized a warranty deed which she was a grantee and therefore had a disqualifying interest. That's Exhibit A. And at least by her own admission in her letter dated April 2nd, 2008, I find that she did not maintain a journal. So it would appear then, and I do find that there are three violations that have been established by the state. Two of them are violations of the statute regarding disqualifying interests. That citation again is
1255.110.2b,
which prohibits a notary from performing any notarial act if the notary may receive directly or as a proximate result any property exceeding in value the fee properly received. And so that certainly seems to fit the situation here. The second part of subsection 2 is or is named individually as a party to the transaction, which is also the case here. So with respect to the warranty deed and the quitclaim deed, I do find that the notary violated section 1255.110, subsection 2. And in addition, find that the notary violated section 12-55-111. Now, at the time of that the warranty deed and the quitclaim deed were notarized, the law required a notary public to keep a journal of every acknowledgement to an instrument affecting title to real property. And clearly, the warranty deed and the quitclaim deed are instruments affecting title to real property. Now, subsequently, the law was amended in 2009 to require a notary to maintain a journal for every notarial act, I believe. But clearly at the time that Ms. Montoya notarized the warranty deed and the quitclaim deed, she was under a legal requirement to maintain a journal, and by her own admission, she did not. So that is also a violation of, I find that that is a violation of section 12-55-111. So that establishes three violations of the law. Back to penalty, section 12-55-107, at the time of the violations, required revocation, but that is no longer the case. The law now provides in section 12-55-107, subsection 1, it now says the Secretary of State may revoke the commission of any notary during such notary's term of appointment if the notary public has failed to exercise the powers or perform the duties of the notary public in accordance with the notary law. So I don't know that I'm required to revoke the notary commission, but certainly current law provides that the Secretary of State may revoke commission of the notary. Given that there are three violations here, I am, in fact, ordering that the notary's commission be revoked effective today. That the notary return the required materials in accordance with the statute. I will ask that the state, Mr. Whitfield, if you would see that an order is prepared, my signature, that reflects my findings of fact and conclusions of law and this order, and then I will date it, assuming I agree with it, I will date it nunc pro tunc. In other words, it is effective today, but I will then date it upon presentation to me, and then I assume that, Mr. Whitfield, you will ensure that the notary receives a copy of that.
I will, Your Honor.
I think that is it. Is there anything else, Mr. Whitfield, that I've overlooked?
I don't believe so, Your Honor.
Then that concludes this hearing. The time is 3:37 p.m.